Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Jesse Hassinger and Amy Francis from Belly of the Beast in Northampton, which I'm told is a satanic cult. No, that is not true.
Only in the kitchen.
It's a new restaurant that people have been raving about. Only been open for how long?
Since June 7th.
What's your MO in the Belly of the Beast?
We are focused on comfort food mindfully made. The mindfully made part of that is that we source everything that we get in as much as we can locally. And I'd say that's a good 3/4, if not more, of what we do. That includes all of our animal products. We get whole pigs and large primals when we bring beef in.
And large what?
Primals. So if you think about a cow, if they are quite large, they won't fit as a whole animal into our walk-in because that would take up our entire walk-in.
Yeah.
But we can take a 4/4 of them, and luckily enough, that's where the brisket is, which is where we make our pastrami from, which everybody adores.
Yeah.
So we get 4/4 primal cuts.
I get a quarter cow every year as well, but now I'm going to start calling it my primal.
There you go. Primal cut.
Now that I know the lingo.
So we spent a good 3 months before we opened going to visit all the farms that we wanted to work with and investigate the ones that were out there that we didn't even know about. We really were impressed by so many of the farmers that we met.
Fabulous animal husbandry, as well as, you know, with the produce farms, all the different inventions and ways that farmers are really engineers. We also went to quite a number of breweries in that tour as well.
Well, you get thirsty.
Yeah.
Talking with Amy Francis and Jesse Hassinger from Belly of the Beast. Would you say you're predominantly like a lunch shop, a sandwich shop?
Yeah, we're definitely lunch focused. Soup, sandwich, salads. We have a couple of larger communal tables, and that was very important to us to be able to have people come in and sit down with either total strangers or people that they only know tangentially to talk, have dialogue over breaking bread.
We want to make our place, our menu, the food that you're eating accessible. It's very creative, and there's definitely things on the menu that people, I've heard that people are intimidated by our menu because there's stuff that they've never heard of on it. But,
or it's called Belly of the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that part too.
The first thing that we'll share with you is these are our pork fat brownie bites.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So instead of just making like cookies with bacon just in them, you're making this with the bacon fat.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And I can taste it, and I love it.
Finally, we'll end on some savory notes. This is our Jamaican beef hand pie. It's habanero sauce, quite spicy.
Yeah, be careful with that sauce.
There's some nice habaneros in the ground beef filling as well.
What are some of the weirder menu items that you hear feedback on?
Sean Tofu. Nobody knows what. Well, actually, we've had two
Hello,
people
I'm
now.
Sean.
Yes, exactly.
Sean Tofu.
Sean Tofu. So it's a chickpea tofu. It's from Burma.
The Sean people. It's a vegetarian, primarily vegetarian culture. We found out about it and said to ourselves, this is fantastic. It is soy-free, so we don't have to worry about any soy allergies with it. And it is a very tasty and scrumptious treat.
Why do you call it Belly of the Beast? Because there's been some talk about that, too.
Yeah.
People feeling uncomfortable about
it. It's a dream 8 years in the making. And we actually came up with a name about 8 years ago and just sat on it. We want to be cheeky. Like, we like being cheeky. And then B, we did want to like have an homage to the fact that we were going to be sourcing local meats.
Yeah, working with the whole animal,
yeah,
really,
exactly.
You know, utilizing every aspect of the animal so that we can honor not only its life, but on the grander scale, we feel the same with all of the produce that comes in as well. So we want to utilize every aspect of everything that comes through our door
to the best of our ability.
So that we can honor the not only the vegetables and the meat that we're eating, but also pay homage to the farmers that are growing it and kind of like bring it full circle. So Belly of the Beast, you know, bacon gets made from the belly of the pig. We make our own bacon, house cure, house smoke. It was kind of a natural pairing once we came up with the name.
And it's just, come on, it's a fun name.
So it's not an Illuminati ritualistic sacrifice to Moloch
or anything.
We
can
like
continue
that.
Down that road.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Amy Francis and Jesse Hassinger from Belly of the Beast, brand new restaurant, downtown Northampton, right on Main Street. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buyalocalfood.org.